This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it. Okay, my name is Antonio Smith. I would not be boring, I promise you. I have far too much charisma to be boring. At the same time, I'm going to give you a lot of information, so you definitely want to write this down. It's always a pleasure to be at Lee College, and I do remember you from the conference. This is like my 8th or 9th time here in this setting, a little larger setting, and plus the conference with the president, all this stuff was there at the same time. That paper that you just guys got, that's additional information. I won't even cover it, except for a few of the apps on there. I will cover that, so that's just more information. A couple of things I want to say first. I am 35 years old. I am not old. I'm a millennial. Yeah, I am a millennial. I am not that old. Matter of fact, I'm a computer programmer. I happen to own one of the most successful software engineering companies here in Texas. I refuse to go to Silicon Valley because I like creating my own economy. I'll explain that here in a little bit. I haven't had a job since 2012, okay? And I'm only saying all this here so you can listen to me, and I'm obviously black. Can you see that? All right, cool, right? So here's the deal. I do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, and nobody can tell me what to do, right? I like that life. That may not be the life for you. If you're anything like me, that really sounds good. Nobody tells me when to take lunch. Nobody tells me what I'm worth. I am worth a whole lot of money, and I'm not talking about physically, right? If I had $1 million in my hand, I would still be worth more than that, and every last one of you should say the same thing. And so what I'm going to teach you how to do is invest, and I'm doing this investing for beginners. I'm going to do this completely different from what I did yesterday. That was a different group of people. I'm actually going to bump it up a notch for you guys, because I heard a lot about you, especially. I actually know your entire story about how you've got into your position. Yeah, I really do. She actually called me during the process. And yeah, so anyway, she made some decisions, uncontrary or against the grain, and you won. Good job, all right? If y'all don't know that, she won. Don't even worry about it, right? But she won. Either way, we're gonna make sure. I need somebody. You look cool. You look cool. You got a little swag on you, right? Do me a favor and keep the time for me so I can know when it's 7:15. So when it's 7 o'clock, let me know, okay? Cool. Couple of things first. You need to know all these podcasts, okay? 1, 2, and 3. Anybody don't know what podcast is? Because the last lecture, then nobody knew what podcasts were, and it just blew my mind. Because you're far too young not to know what podcast is, right? Podcast, iPod Radio Cast, right? You can look at it. It's on either platform, Android or Apple. If you don't have an Apple phone, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. All of you. You don't have an Apple? All right. Anytime, you can interrupt me anytime. You need to write on all these podcasts. Here's why. Because you cannot make money if you don't know anything about it. Is that fair? Okay. You can't date women, fellas, if you don't know anything about them. Is that fair? And all the women in here know men are stupid, and we need to learn how to get better. That's okay. That was for the women. But they know what I'm talking about, and us guys, we know we're stupid. You can't, if you're religious, you can't even know anything about your deity, whoever that may be. It doesn't matter, right? Because I'm not here for that. You can't know anything about it if you don't read. Poor people do not read. Poor people always complain. Okay? Who in this class comes from a rich background? Please, it's okay, raise your hand, because it was actually a great example yesterday. I had two people that comes from money. Anybody in here? Your boyfriend comes from money. Okay. Do you know your boyfriend's parents a lot? I mean, pretty good?
Pretty
pretty well? Do they read?
Yeah.
Poor people do not read, period. And they brag about how much they don't read. I actually know people who would tell me the only thing I read is the side of my cereal box. I'm serious. Poor people do not read, and poor people always complain, period. Right? I said this yesterday. I'll say it again today. They hate the presidential election. And fair enough. It is pretty much pretty bad. However, they just complain about it. It doesn't matter who was in there. They were going to find a reason to complain. They can, if they like, you like Beyonce. They don't. You like Georgia, Florida line, other way around. Florida, Georgia line, right? That's my favorite country, right? They don't. Whatever it is, you clown Mount Everest. They think Mount Everest is stupid. Poor people always complaining and always contrarious. You have to be able to read, and you have to. I actually remember you, right? Didn't you? No? Okay. I thought I remembered you. Okay. Right? Maybe it's the beard. It's better than mine. So, you know, it kind of works that way, right? So write down these podcasts. It happens to be this way. I actually own this podcast, and you're going to be on it, right? All I do is talk about investing and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, business, tech startups. So you'll listen to me start a business, ups and downs, mistakes and all. You'll hear all of it so you can learn and plus invest in this stuff. Listen, Money Matters. If you don't like cursing, don't get that one, but it's awesome. It's just two regular guys like me that and they curse. Don't get it twisted, okay? I'm telling you up front, Listen, Money Matters, one of my favorite podcasts. These guys curse immediately. Like, it's intro and then they drop the F-bomb immediately. So I don't want you to get you confused. However, it's just two regular dudes. One knows a lot about investing, one does not, and it's a Q&A session in which you're going to have a little bit of that in a second, right? Awesome podcast. Download, subscribe. We study billionaires, self-explanatory. Why would you do anything if you're not studying successful people? Does that make sense? You don't ask a janitor how you be a doctor. Fair enough? That's not to say anything bad about custodial engineers. I'm just saying if you want to learn how to be a janitor, you go ask a janitor. You do not ask a janitor how to be a doctor. Does that make sense? All right, so follow all these here. Let me skip one question. I've already anticipated it. You can start investing right now. You don't need $1,000, $10,000. You can start with 3 cents. So I strongly urge you to download all these apps. Now, that doesn't matter in which platform you have, unless you have a flip phone. And I can't do anything about that. Acorns, absolutely. Acorns app allow, and listen, I work for none of these. You're more than welcome. If you want to come up and take a picture, you can. Yeah. That's the same thing I did in undergrad. I never took notes. I just took pictures, right? The whole time they were rolling boys. I don't even mind. At any time, you can interrupt me and ask a question. Acorns is an app that allows for you to invest your spare change. Now, we're going to talk a lot about stocks, but we'll also talk about real estate, especially if the question comes up. 90% of my wealth just happens to be in stocks, okay, and business, so we'll talk about that as well. Acorns, you can literally, you spend $3.97 at Subway, they'll invest that 3 cent into stocks. You won't buy whole stocks, you'll buy a piece of stocks until your money gets up to that point, okay? So you can start investing now. What does that mean? There is no excuse. There's no excuse. You can start now. You don't need to be a baller. You don't need to have good credit. You don't need to come from the right side of the tracks. All you need is that app and a debit card. Fair enough? Everybody here has a debit card, or you will at some point, because this is the 21st century and cash is just not king. Right? It's just not. Well, I don't even carry cash. And I'm very bad about that. I need to start caring for emergency purposes. But if you rob me, you're only getting plastic. Does that make sense? Right? Okay, good. Betterment is another one. I use all three of these and Vanguard. Betterment, awesome. Vanguard, equally as awesome. Here's what I just did for you. This is the average of the average. That means that these guys will make sure you get one nice, wonderful, average way of investing, and it's the average of what is average. But this happens to be above what is average. There's not much risk. I did not sit up here and set you up for failure, but I personally use all three of these. Now, if you have a savings account and somebody told you to get a savings account, stop it. It sucks. I was looking for a better term. Savings account means nothing. It's absolutely this deplorable. You don't need a savings account. Why you don't need a savings account? And I know that's going against the grain, but you only, what is this number in fraction terms? What is this? How would you say that? Okay, absolutely, it's 1%, 100, right, 1%. That means for every $100 you're keeping in the average savings account, you're getting back what? How do you say 1% in money? A penny. Now, why would you do that? Why would you put $100 into a savings account and get back a penny? That means over 12 months, how many pennies did you get? Is that money for anybody? If I told you, come work for me, I pay you 12 pennies a year, would you do it? Absolutely correct, right? Because you know you're worth more than that, and you also know pennies are useless. You wish the United States Department of Treasury would just get rid of them, right? Pennies don't even make sense. Exactly. So it makes no sense to do this, especially when inflation is about 4%, right? Makes sense. Inflation is about 4%. That means for every penny you have, it's worthless because every four pennies you have, inflation is taken away. That means your dollar in your pocket right now is actually 96 cents. Make sense? All right, math is working against you. You don't need that. There are actually checking accounts that will give you some money more than that as well. Good. I got all this here. Here's how you need to spend your money from now on. 10% of your money needs to go to charity, God, whatever you want to do. Here's why. Because it's just nice to be nice, and positive vibes always come back. Does that make sense? All right. If you're good or you're bad, it's coming back. Right? If you cuss me out, what can I expect? Right? If I cuss you out, what can I expect back from you? Come on, you might as well talk about too much. I told you I'm going to leave before, right? The same, right? If I put a seed into the ground, I'm going to expect a harvest. All right. So any successful person always gives back to charity. Now, that charity could be your church, could be whatever, right? Cancer research, it doesn't matter. You're not here not to be nice. You're here to be nice. Give 10% back. 20% of that goes into your investment account. This means this. Every $2 you get out of a dollar, you pay yourself first, period. Capital One, Lee College, nobody is more important than you, period. Did you say your name was Rihanna? Is that you? Rihanna. GMC, car company, is not more important than you. That's not to say don't pay them. That's just to say pay you first. Because if you're paying everybody else first, you're saying you're more important than me. Here's how that works in real life. You try to save money, but you pay everybody first. And you give your friends some money, you give your credit card some money, and you give your cell phone some money, you give your car notes some money. Then you got to have a baby, right? The baby got to get diapers and Pampers and all that stuff. And daycare is astronomical. It's just disrespectful how much daycare costs. And if you don't have daycare, you have somebody, they want money. They're not doing it for free unless it's your mama, right? Anything like that. So all that stuff adds up. And by the time you say, now let me save something, you go, I don't have any money. Is that how your money works right now? Because you didn't put yourself first. And then you go, well, it's just $2 left. I might as well spend this on some cigarettes or something, right? Well, cigarettes are like $8 now. It's ridiculous, right? Either way, you have to do that first. And then 70% of your income. Now, let me talk to my folk real quick that are from the streets. I got anybody that's literally from the streets?
Over there
right there at the hat. Okay, you're from the streets. Good, good. Anybody else that's from at least the low-income area? Anybody know something about some drugs?
That man right there with the hat.
That man right there with the hat. Okay, all right. So let me talk, let's just talk some straight street common sense. You don't get money and spend all of it, right? Okay, if this was the streets, you don't smoke your own supply. Make sense? Okay, fair enough. So here's the deal. If you get a dollar and you spend a dollar, that leaves you broke. If you're broke, that absolutely leaves you penniless. If you're penniless, that leaves you worthless and nobody's going to take you serious. Does that make sense? All right. So from now on, everybody in here, you live off 70% of your income. You have no more will you spend. How many people here got jobs? Okay, you got a job, you got a job, you got a job. Now, be honest with me, right? Because we all go through it. We've been there before. You get your check, it's already accounted for. You know right where it's going. I used to live to where, you know, I had the overdraft going on, and I was like, as long as I stay this much. Right? No, don't do that no more, okay? 70%. So only live off 70% of your income. If you're in debt, which most of you should not be right now, then you take that 20% and you split it up into 10. 10% back to charity, 10% to you, 10% to your debt. And you keep snowballing your debt and you still live off 70% of income. Make sense? All right. So all this is general information. When you do all this betterment stuff and all this stuff, you get to $25,000 and then you can play real ball. Okay, you can invest until you get $25,000. When you have $25,000, you can do a whole lot of stuff. You can invest higher, or let's say you want to buy a house. Okay, most people will give you 10% down for a house. It's your first time home buyer, and they do 3%. Okay, 3% of house at $25,000 is 3%. That's pretty awesome. That's over $250,000 house, right? As far as well up there, you don't need that much. You can buy a $100,000 house, and then put down $3,000, and then have $22,000 to put into it to make it the house of your dreams. Make sense? Did you see what I just did? That was very practical, and you did it with pennies. Now, at the very least, if I stop talking, you have enough information to be better than your parents. Okay? Now, I don't mean that to be disrespectful. Our parents are our first teachers. If they've done well by you, great. They did the best they can. If they didn't, that's okay. They still did the best they can. However, do not be 50 years old still renting somewhere. Make sense? And don't, please, Lord, please don't pull up with a Mercedes Benz to an apartment. Okay? Okay? Now. Let me just give you a disclaimer. From this moment forth, I'm about to walk very hard, and since nobody, I depend on nobody for a check, I can, and she told me to keep it real. Okay, she said, y'all grown. I get to keep it real. That's just my disclaimer. Fair enough? All right. What's going on, Chad? Doing all right? Yeah, I know that guy. So here's the deal. Everybody needs to get there. Now, let's talk real money so I can open up. Actually, let's do this quick. Let me open up for questions right now. Don't be quiet on me because I will call out people by your facial expressions, right? I will call you out and get you to talk. If you ask me a question, something about investing, how to. I retired when I was 29 years old. I forgot to mention that, right? So, go. Ask a question. Yes.
I've never heard of that app, but it's legit, right?
Which one? Acorns. Absolutely. It's legit. It's a startup company. That's why you actually haven't heard of it. It's been out for about 14 months now. And you can Google Acorns and Business Insider to get a wonderful review.
Every transaction you make, 3%
goes to your bank account? 3% goes, you have an investment account with Acorns, so every time you spend, it won't just be 3 cents. If it says $2.43, that means 57 cents will go over. If you spend exactly $3, you have an option to put $1 over. But every time you swipe your card on something that does you no good, you're putting money into yourself. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's important to do that. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you why this is important. If you guys aren't investing in yourselves, if you're not spending 10%, now, I want to be real, okay? Okay, this is going to be awful, but I'm going to be real. You don't want to turn your money into turds. And I meant that the way I meant it, like turds, toilet, right? Everybody here uses a restroom? Okay, thank you. Fair enough. Watch this here. You get $10,000, right? Now, we ballers, right? We got to look like we got $10,000. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, we got to go out and eat because that's just what we do. Some of you eat out 3 times a day, right? But I need you to, okay, right, fair enough. Now, watch this here. That literally means you're taking your money. And when she gets it, right? When your body finishes processing your money, where does it go? All right. That is absolutely insane. You get what I'm saying? When you think about it that way, you're literally your money away. You can put whatever word you want to put right there. Make sense? You don't want to do that. Now, I'm not saying you don't go out and eat. I'm just saying 100% of your money shouldn't be going into the toilet. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Good. So let's talk. Let me see. Take one more question. Because we figured it's going
to
open up for questions. Good, good.
You said
don't be
saving an account. So what if you want to, like, start an account for your little brother and say how many people
call it? Yeah, fair enough. An investment account would be good for that. If you do a savings account, a credit union would be is good for that as well. I would not do a savings account for the real fact of inflation. Now, this is just math. It doesn't make sense to lose 4 cents and gain 1 cent. That's just insane. But for some of you that may have said, well, you put it in a savings account so I don't spend it. Well, all you got to do is just go to the bank and say, give me my money, right? So that's with these investment accounts, you can still get your money, but it takes about 5 business days or something like that. So it's a little bit harder to get your money. You can get it, and then you can't just go to the bank, right? Because a lot of this stuff is done online. So yeah, that's what I would do. I would start an Acorns account. Since if your brother's not 18, it had to be in your name. And then write down the password, invest into it, and just in case something happens to you, he or your mom, whoever can access that password, draw it out, good to go. That's exactly what I would do. Plus, every time you put money in there, it will be growing. Now, it will dip because the market, but you're just going to ride the market. I'm not here to teach you how to be day traders. You don't have fast enough computers, and those guys get paid to be smarter than you and me, right? You just want to ride the market to glory. Make sense? You got a question? Good question. Keep going, though.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, you're a stay-at-home mom. So, give me a direction to go with that.
What do? I don't swipe my card.
All right, there we go. Great, great. So what do you do? So that's a perfect question, right? Because if you can't invest and you don't have the ability to invest, you need to save to invest. There's a different. So let's say the market is, way up there high. Like everything is going well. That's when you should be scared. Okay. Let me talk to my street folk again. You buy low, you sell high. Okay. You don't. All right. Good. Good. Right. So you always want to buy low and sell high. But what you want to do is every dollar you get doesn't matter. You come across money somehow. Somebody owes you $10, all right, you put a dollar to your side. And you do that enough until you have you a nice little nest egg, and then you spend. Because here's the deal. They've been doing this since Babylon was conquering the world, okay? Matter of fact, all this here comes from the richest man of Babylon. They didn't have acorns back then or the internet. Every tenth of gold that they had, they saved, okay? So it doesn't matter if you don't have acorns, you can't invest. Your job is still to treat your money, your investment, your future better than you treat anybody else, right? A lot of you are going to have a hard time with this here because you don't know how to say no, and you spend so much time running into other people that you never really take care of yourself, and you jump from relationship, dealing with them, helping other people, but never really helping yourself, and so you're broke all the time simply because you're never helping yourself. You're the most important person that has ever lived on planet Earth, that at least in your skin. So when you get it, you hold 10% of it. Why? Because I'm not more important than you. Neither is my future more important than yours. Especially, didn't I hear you say you had a child? Mm-hmm. That's exactly the reason why you should save 10%. In fact, I was going to save that to the end, but let me get into that now. Didn't I say I was going to walk hard? Okay. Right? Here's the deal. I apologize in advance. It makes no, matter of fact, you're selfish. You're awful. You're a mean person if you don't save for your children so your children can have a better head start than what you did. Let me say that a different way. This way is harder because now I have a lot of what this world will call minorities in this room. So let me say it this way, which is even harder. And even worse. It makes no sense for you to raise a child to get up, march into another man's community and beg them for a job. Absolutely no sense. Makes no sense that you're going to let your child grow up and have to go into another community and have to beg for a job. Absolutely no sense. That's that. You're actually, because here's the deal. They don't want to deal with you anyway. And so what's going to happen is they're going to be able to choose who they want to put up with to hire. Right? And I ain't talking about color. I'm just talking about facts. Here's the deal. Women, it's even worse for you. Men, because this is a stupid man's world and we make stupid decisions, we force you women to compete for one job and 200 women applying for one job. That makes, I'll prove it this way. President of the university, you expect them to be male or female? Okay. President of the United States, you expect to be male or female? President of anything, you expect to be male or female? Okay, fair enough, right? But even if it's a fashion company, if it is a male, you expect to be a gay male, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, right? Right. So here's the deal. Either way, right? I told you I was gonna walk hard. Oh, I love Chad anyway, right? He's my friend. He actually followed me on Facebook. We talk all the time. But here's the deal. Either way, this is something that it doesn't make sense for you to raise kids and have them go beg in another community to find a job. Here's the deal. You're in that situation right now. Most of you are in that situation right now. It's not your parents' fault. They didn't have somebody like me to learn, and they didn't pick up on this. Makes no sense. My kids, I got two boys, they'll never have to go beg you for a job anywhere. They're going to work for their daddy, and they're going to take over. Does that make sense? Yeah. Period. Neither am I worried about any election. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Because I got my own economy, which I'm getting ready to teach you how to do anyway. Doesn't matter what they do, I'm still going to make money. Doesn't matter if you like me or not, which I hope you do, but if you don't, I'm still going to make money. If you don't like me, you're going to not like me all the way to the bank. Make sense? Because I've learned these principles. One more question. I got a feeling we got another good question. In a little bit, I'm going to open up for nothing but question and answer. So, one more question. Come on, give me something good. Oh, yeah, but I started bad. I started absolutely bad. I didn't get a mentor. So I made a big mistake, two big mistakes, and it cost me, and I foreclosed on my first two houses. Absolutely awful, right? Get a mentor as fast as you can. Get somebody like me as fast as possible. If you want to be, what you want to be when you grow up? I asked that same thing. I'm not saying teacher. Right, so you want somebody who is a teacher to help you how to be a teacher, because the school system is going to teach you how to be a teacher, but the actual teacher is going to teach you how to work the system to be accepted, right? There is a difference, because academia is very different. There's no way I could be talking in front of you if I didn't have connections in many different schools. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have to almost have an in to get in, and the teacher would teach you how to do that when the school will not, right? Today, I am a college professor. That's why I'm probably here, right? You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, you need people who know how to save you from mistakes. It makes no sense for you to make mistakes and say, well, that's the best teacher. In truth, that is. But you can read about my mistakes. And you don't have to learn. You know what I'm saying? If I get to be real with y'all adults. If I got AIDS, which I don't at all, right? But if I do, and I tell you, and you know about it, and you go, well, I'm going to do the same thing you did. Now, that don't make sense. You should let me tell you how not to get that, and you learn from my mistakes, not going to figure it out yourself. Make sense? All right. Kids do this all the time. I'm going to say something absolutely awful, but that is my style, right? Kids do this all the time. Ooh, he farted, right, over there? And then somebody gets up and goes over and checks. If they, ooh, yeah, sure. No, don't do that. No, take their word for it. Does that make sense? Look, I don't need to go over there and make the mistake of infiltrating my nose with your stuff. I'm just not going to do that, right? So learn from, right? Yeah. So all these podcasts would teach you mistakes that you get to learn without making them. Some of these mistakes, I've made $100,000 mistakes. Some of these mistakes are just awful. And in this particular case, I forced my family, when I made those two mistakes, to be homeless. Because when I foreclosed on those two houses, I foreclosed on my own. Right? That's a terrible mistake. Because at the time, my oldest son, who is 8 now, was 8 months. And we had nowhere to go. I had to send them back to my mother-in-law's house. And you know what I'm saying? It just, some mistakes. Had I had a mentor, my family would never suffer. Fair enough? All right. Let's move on real quick. So right now, these you do want to write down. I want to teach you 5 laws of making money. Okay. Now, here's the deal. A lot of this is common sense. A lot of it is not. If you're a hustler, you know how to make money. Now you need to learn how to keep it. Big difference. Big difference, right? All right. Number one, pay yourself first. I just covered that. Pay yourself first. 10%. Pay yourself first. When you get money, pay yourself first. Bottom line, when you get money, pay yourself first. Secure your future first. Now, here's the deal. If you're not taking a picture, at least soaking this up. Oh, I forgot. Let me say it this way. 15% of you are going to get this information. Why? Because 85% of the world is poor. Okay? If you're religious, Jesus Christ said it this way. The poor will be with you always. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to make you religious. I'm just saying these are facts. You either a hustler, or excuse me, let me say it this way. You either own it or somebody buying from you. Period. If you don't make the clothes you're wearing right now, you're a customer. That's okay. There's no problem with that. Make sense? If you don't, but what if you owned the clothes that everybody having here right now? Matter of fact, let me do it this way. Fair enough. So let's do it this way. Let me remind me to come back to buckets, okay? I want to do this here. Pay yourself first. Get your money pregnant.
Pregnant?
Yes. Get your money pregnant. Okay, yeah. Get your money pregnant. That means if you have a dollar, it needs to at least give birth to a dime, quarter. Now, you're doing good if your dollar get pregnant with another dollar, right? In jail, they say, if I give you one soup, I expect 2 soups back, right? I got a mixed crop. No jail? Don't talk. No. Oh, okay. Oh, moving out the way. Okay, right? Either way, your money needs to get pregnant. Make sense? You want to make money and then have your money get money. Number 3, be informed to be cautious. Be educated about what you're talking about. If you're making money, if you're, who had a job? Who had, where you work?
Guangzhou.
Say it again.
Guangzhou.
What's that? Okay, sweet. That's even perfect. That's even more better. I don't know nothing about your restaurant. So it makes no sense for me to tell you I have an investment right, blah, 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 and I start talking about his restaurant, and I never go consult him. Does that make sense? He's the expert. So he knows that this cook is mad, and he's going to leave, and the whole, this restaurant is going to fall apart anyway because this cook held everything down in the first place. Does that make sense? So make sure you know what you're talking about. Number four, only invest where you're a genius. Everybody, you're a genius. Everybody in here is a genius. If you like fashion, you're a genius. Do that. Do fashion. You like football, do that. You just make sure that you operate in where you're a genius. Every day you meet me, every single day you meet me, you will not meet me where I operate averagely at. I hire people to do what I can't do. Every single day you meet me, you will meet me on the best day of my life. Why? Because I only do what makes me spectacular. I do not do what makes me average at all. Why? Because average is the quickest way to be forgotten. I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want my kids to remember me and their kids to remember me, but none of y'all do. If you want to be forgotten, be average, period. But here's the deal. You will only meet me in my gifts. So every time you meet me in my gifts, you're going to say, wow, what a great guy. And when you say, wow, what a great guy, you're going to remember me, and you're going to say, well, one day I'll invest in him in some level. But if I'm not in my gifts, that means I'm sad, and you're successful, and you're going to avoid me. How many of you avoid negative people? Negative people are people not operating in their genius. Make sense? All right. Number five, that's common sense. Avoid scams. If it's too good to be true, probably is. Uneducated people, if I don't know nothing about nothing, don't listen to me. A lot of you take advice from uneducated people. I was talking to somebody today, and she was, I was one of the people I mentor, and she was saying, am I doing too much? I said, why did you ask that? She said, well, some such and such told me I'm doing too much. I said, was he poor? Well, yeah. I said, why are you listening to poor people, right? We take too much stock in the poor people because we're close to them. In this particular case, let me not do that, right? In this particular case, she knew this person very well, let me say that, right? And so since she knew them very well, they gave her bad information, and she put stock into it. Not because the information was good, because the information came from somebody close to her. Let me tell you something. The people who don't want you to be successful are always closest to you. The people who do not want you to be better than them are always closest to you, period. You cannot invest with people who do not want you to be successful. You cannot. You cannot make money around Section 8 people, period. It will never change. It will never change, right? It will never, ever change. You're trying to be a billionaire, but you hang around folks that only want to live on food stamps. And at some point, their reality will co-mingle with your reality, forcing you to be average. Doesn't matter how well you do. It only matters about the people you keep around you, right? Now, let's go over here real quick. Here's how you, who wants to stop being broke, right? Or stop leaking money, okay. 7 cures for a lean purse. Number one is so obvious, start making money. I know too many broke people that sit on the bed and complain about being broke, but they binge watch Netflix all day long. That makes no sense, right? Like, that makes no sense. You binge watching Netflix is pouring into Netflix's economy, not yours. But then why are you going to watch TV all day and complain to be broke? And you know what else poor people do? They wake up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Ask me what time I wake up. 3.
In the morning.
3 a.m. for two reasons. Well, fair enough. I wake up 3 a.m. for two reasons. One, to work out, right? But who works out in the gym at 3:30 in the morning?
Nobody.
That's, okay, nobody's sane. Who are the most successful people on planet Earth? Sane or insane people? Okay, that's fair enough. Depending on perception. Is it sane to say, I want daylight to rush into a dark room? Is that sane or insane? Fair enough. But is it sane? Or let's go with the average perception. Is it sane to say, this is a dark room? It's the 19th century. There's no such thing as a light bulb. And I want the sun to come illuminate the inside of this dark room. That is, well, yeah, that is absolutely right. But it's insane to think about that. Doesn't make sense. Is it insane to say, I want to pick up something and talk to somebody that's not here? That's actually high. You almost have to be high to even come up with that idea. I want to pick up something and talk to somebody 1,500 miles away. Like, you, somebody was smoking something. I mean, you, that's all right. I know it's a college, but it's okay. It's, facts are facts. You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. It's insane to think that you can create the light bulb. It's insane to think you can create the telephone. But only insane people get insane results. So, people who work at 3:30 in the morning in the gym are millionaires, period. Because the poor people are asleep. Now, how? Then I told you that you need a mentor so you can make connections. If you're going to go to the gym and everybody in the gym is six figures and up and they start liking you, what does that do for you? Gives you connections. And how much easier is life with connections? All right? Exactly. So you want to be working out with the people who can buy the gym. You don't want to be working out with people who binge watch Netflix all day. I'm not saying there's wrong with Netflix. I love Netflix, right? Especially their company model. However, this is about money. I came here to tell you about money. I didn't come here to make jokes. I came here to ruffle your feathers and tell you about money, right? Number two, control your expenses. That's where that 70% comes from. Live off 70% of your income. No sense that you make money, but you spend all your money on red bottoms. I told you I'm not that old, right? Makes no sense that you spend money and you spend it all on stuff that's not making you money. My kids, 8 and 4, they understand that they don't spend money unless it makes them money. Period. You don't spend money unless it makes you money. Because if you do anything else, you're either giving your money to someone else's economy, which is okay if it makes you money, or you're turning it into a turd. Make sense? Or you're turning it into a car or some sneakers. If you are not making money, make money, you're going to be broke. And you can make $100,000 a year and be broke. How? Because you make $100,000, you spend $100,000. That is broke. That's middle class broke. Okay? And don't let people tell you money to, huh? Go ahead.
But you're not saying don't enjoy
it. No, just make sure you enjoy it in your 70%. That means that if it's not in your means to get it, don't get it. Stop impressing people that don't matter in your life anyway. That means if you want to go in Rome, to Rome, you need to go to Rome inside your 70%. Right? Some of you right now are paying $250 for a cell phone bill. Really? Do you really have to do that? And you're paying $100 for internet. Now, one of them can go. I'm not telling you to get rid of internet because I don't even know what the world would like internet would be like. That's just an awful world to think of. I remember it back when I was a kid, but that's just awful. However, you got internet on your phone. Go ahead and drop that. You want Wi-Fi? All right, then. Do something. Either way, I don't care if you got to pull up to Lee College, look, roll in on your username and password, and sit out here and do some Wi-Fi in the parking lot. You want to give up everything now to get what you need in the future. Period. All right? Multiply your money. That's common sense. I don't even need to put commentary on that one, right? Multiply your money. Guard yourself from losses. People are money takers. Things are money takers. Bad cars are money takers. So do that there. Own your own home. Ensure your life after death, your money after death. That's what I was telling you about. Does it make sense that you spend all your money so your kids can suffer? Make sense? All right. And lastly, number seven, increase your ability to earn. This is why college is good. Now, here's the deal. College is not for everybody. And college, you don't necessarily need to be, you don't need to go to college to be rich, wealthy, or a business owner. And in truth, C students run this world. C students run this entire world. If you struggle with grades, don't you feel bad, because grades test a certain IQ. They do not test intelligence overall. They just test a type of IQ, right? Some of you know all this information, but you suck at tests, right? Me, I did very well in college, but I couldn't do multiple choice because I'm an overthinker, and I will overthink myself out of the right answer. But if you give me all essay, I nail it. So it tests different intelligence. You don't have to be a genius, but here's the deal. It is who is not afraid to admit you're a C student? Okay.
Except for in this class.
That's fair enough. It's probably the teacher that helps influence that out of you, right? Here's the deal. It's okay to be a C student, because here's the deal. You're going to own something, and all these smart people are going to come work for you. If you're a C student, that's okay. Thumbs up to you. Because Bill Gates did not graduate college. neither did Mark Zuckerberg. But now you need a degree to work for them. Make sense? Henry Ford had a sixth grade education, but now you had to have a degree to come work for him. 4.0 people are in a lab somewhere. Regular people run this world because there's something far more than IQ. Your emotional intelligence is far greater than any kind of intelligence you can take on a test. If you can't walk in a room and work that room, you will not be successful. If you can't make a decision, if you cannot make a decision quickly, you would not be successful. You would not be successful. Indecisive people are always poor. Opportunity does not wait for people who are guessing and waiting. If you make decisions slowly, you don't have to answer out loud, but if you make decisions slowly, you are poor. I guarantee you don't get to argue with me on it. You are poor if you make decisions slowly. Quick. Fast. People, you make the decision quickly and you hold on to that decision. That's what makes people successful.
You're not just talking about like on a dime decisions. You're talking about like if you're planning and stuff, you take a decision and stick with it.
Let's answer both. So yes, I'm talking about on the dime decision, and I'm also talking about planning. But you don't plan so much. Most of you are so afraid of, you know what? You just skip all this. This conversation is going a different way. Great job. Most of you are so afraid of fear that you're not doing anything. Here's how it works. You spend all this time getting ready to get ready, and you plan it, and you make the plan good, and you make the plan good, and you make the plan good, and you never move. You never move. You just make the plan good. You make the plan good. And you're so afraid of fear, not the outcome, but fear. The hypothetical thought, fear does not exist. It's a hypothetical thought inside your head. You're worried about the outcome that has not happened yet, and it's paralyzing you in your present. And so you get ready to get ready. You never make a decision. And somebody like me make a decision, and now you come work for me. Make sense? Make a decision on the dime, but then you see that decision through. Follow through. And women in here know one of the most attractive things a man can do is be consistent. Fair enough? One of the most attractive things a man can do is be consistent. Did you say you don't know? You know? Do you know? Okay. All right. Consistency. Rich people, good people. And I ain't talking about being like billionaires. I'm just talking about the ability to swipe your card at a gas station without having to pray if it's going to decline or not, right? We just talking about not getting your car repossessed, not having to jump every time you hear a loud engine on the truck thinking somebody's coming to take your car. Or calling your brother, telling him, let me hide my car in your garage, right? If you aren't going through that yet, just keep waking up. You're about to get there, right? Right? So basically, in short, investing, you now have all the tools to invest. This is easy. Like, this is easy. This is easy. Now you need to ask some questions tailor-made to you to get to the good stuff. So go ahead. Let's open it up. What time is it? Oh, that's perfect. 6:46. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
So my investments wouldn't be the same as my boyfriend's, right? I mean, I could, but him coming from a wealthier family, his investments are larger.
Oh, yeah. His investments will be larger than yours, but
invest
in the same stocks. You'll just buy pieces of it. He'll buy all of it. But don't despise small beginnings. Let's play a little game. Do you mind? Can I get you to count for me? Just 1 to 18. Who's pretty good on your cell phone calculator?
Over there with the hat.
You're pretty good with your cell phone. He just keep it. All right, cell phone calculator. All right, here's what we're going to do. I need you to count for me.
On my hands?
Yeah, you're just on your hands. Whatever you want to do. And I need you to double the count. You remember this from last time, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. I need you to double the count. Let's do this here. So, young man is bragging on the golf course. He's telling this old man, yeah, listen, bruh, I'm going to beat your head in on this golf course. Old man's quiet. He says, I tell you what, let's just make a wager. And let's do 10 cent a hole, but we're going to double it every hole we get to. Now, this is for you. None of this answer is for you about your small beginnings compared to your future husband? Or?
No, he's my boyfriend.
Boyfriend, okay, right? Well, you're married, you're dating well. You're dating well, right? Here we go. First hole, oh, he said we're going to double the hole. First hole is 10 cents. So put 0.1. Ready? Okay, now we're on the second one. 10 cents. The three?
We're on the third one now. So you keep them. You're on number three. You keeping three for me because I'm finna lose count a little bit.
Okay. 10 cents. So you should be at what? Oh, no, you're doubling.
Okay, so it's 10, 20, 30, 40.
Yes, 10.1 times two. Okay. Yeah.
21.
And then times two. Now what you're gonna do is just times two the whole time. All right. So we're back at 20.
Yeah.
All right. So that's at two. All right. 10 cents. Now we're at three. So you should be at 0.6. No. 0.4. 0.8. There you go. See how I messed it up? Good. That's right.
So number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine. Let's just stop halfway through. What you got?
$25.60.
Okay.
$25.60, right? Nothing. Eh, whatever. Now watch this here. Okay, get ready times two. What was that, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, we'll stop right there. What you got?
$819.20.
From a dime, we got $819.20. Mm-hmm. Now watch this here. What was that, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Last hole. From one dime, $13,000. Compound interest. Huh? $13,000 from a dime. Now, if I ain't got your attention by now, you're just missing mostly everything I'm talking about. It doesn't matter where you start from. It just matters that you start. The difference between Warren Buffett and you, Warren Buffett's a doer, right? He's not smart. He just does. He gets up every single day happy, and he does the work. All you have, that dime was not intelligent. Obviously, the young boy was not intelligent. He didn't know he was making a $13,000 bet. Either way, 10 cent grew to 13, not by your effort, by your discipline. By your discipline. See, most of you don't want it. Like, most of you, you sleep all day long. Just sleep. You want to be rich, successful, whatever. You got to give up some sleep. You want something, but you're not really to work for it. This don't take talent. This says I'm not up here because of talent. I'm up here because I'm darn good. I almost said a different word, right? At what I do, and I work harder than anybody else next to me. Will Smith said it this way. Will Smith said, "I'm not the greatest actor in the world. What I have more than anybody is the undying ability to outwork them. Put me on a treadmill, and if you get on a treadmill next to me, I'm not getting off that treadmill until I die." He says, you can out-talent me, you can do whatever, but what you will not do is you will not outwork me. And so he understands. Now he's one of the highest paid actors because he's not leaving the treadmill until he dies. And if you're not waking up with that attitude, if football players, yeah, football players, basketball, football, basketball. If you ain't in the gym when everybody else is not in the gym, you're not gonna make it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't have anybody with a 50% free throw. Free throws are nothing but concentration. Nothing but concentration. But if you shooting 57% from the line, you ain't working. Period. You're not doing free throws. You're not working on your craft, but you want to be successful. You don't get to be lazy and rich. You don't get to do both. You got to pick a struggle. You want to be lazy? Struggle with that one. You want to be rich? Struggle with that one. But you do not get to have both. You got to be Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Drake said it about Kobe. You wouldn't with me shooting in the gym. I told you I wasn't that old, right? You wouldn't with me shooting in the gym. You got to outwork the person next to you. Period. Some of you will be successful. Some of you will not. I don't have anything to do with that. I'm going to do this conversation. I'm going to get paid today, tomorrow, and any other day. Doesn't matter if you be successful. If you do, come find me. I would like to work with you. Here's the deal. You got to work. You have to literally work your butt off or you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Now, here's the deal. Some of you was like, man, yeah. While others of you, you retreated. And that's okay. Just because you retreat now does not mean you're not going to be successful. Because this ain't talent. This is discipline. And like any discipline on planet Earth, it can be learned. It doesn't take talent to invest. It doesn't take talent to be consistent. It just takes the overwhelming urge to drive and go get it. Everybody you know, let's list some people, and let me see your time. Let's list some people in your life. Oh, yeah, I'm awesome. Let's list some people in your life. Everybody, I want everybody to think about all the people in your life that complain all the time. I mean, literally. Right? Anytime I'll just have a complaint, they complain all the time. It's never good. Nobody's ever. Think about those people, and I want you to think about their income. Think about it. Right? My man. Right? Think about it. Now, think about those people. Think about the people that you know in your family that got it together. Like, you know, if you leave your boyfriend, you leave your girlfriend, you lose your house, you whatever, you can go back to grandmother's house. For me, it's grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? You're right. It's right. You can go back to that house, that person. If you need $200 to pay on your school so you can take this class before they drop you, that one person you can go to, what do you think about that person? Does that person complain? Is that person miserable? The people who are the most secure in your life, they're not miserable. They're not complaining. There's a direct correlation between people who complain and their bank accounts. There's a direct correlation between poverty and disease. Why? How much does a hamburger cost? How much does a salad cost? Now, is it, if all you have is $3, should I blame you for not buying a salad? See, the system is fixed to dupe you into being unhealthy if you're poor. This is why, especially my people, we're full of diabetes. Because all we can do is buy things that give us diabetes. These are facts. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. These are facts. Right? All right, give me another question. We got like 10 minutes left. Plenty. Somebody wants it because you've been glowing the whole time back there. You got a question, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Come on, come on, come on. We're not leaving. You get a question. Man in the hat. You soaking it up, though. I see you soaking it up. I see you. I see you. I do this for a living. I see facial expressions. I see you soaking it up. Come on, ask a question. Yeah, sure. Don't deal with day traders. We're not good enough for them. You do two things with stocks. All these do what they call diversify your funds, and they take over the knowledge for you, and they put your money into what you build a profile, your age, and so they put you a little higher risk if you're young, what you're interested in, so they invest you in Apple if you like computers and all that stuff like that. And they'll do that. So if one stock tanks, your money doesn't. Maybe, you know, a couple of dollars, but not everything you put in there. My best stock tip for you, if you're a beginner, use these three apps, Acorns, Betterment, Vanguard. As you get better and better, keep watching, you'll pick up. Because once you're in it, you will learn. How does it work? So just like, so all these apps work the same way, except for this is spare change. You get your card, bank account, Regions, Bank of America, whoever you bank with, pretty much all of them are listed on there. And every time you swipe your card at Starbucks, the cafeteria here, it would say, let's say you spend $2.13, well, 87 cents of that will go into your investment. Now, you have what you call auto roundups, which means they automatically do it. If your money starts getting low, you can turn it off, and then when you're ready, you can hit, I want to send this over there now. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it works. It just keeps going. And this keeps going. And once you get, let me tell you, you guys will be addicted to investing and saving the moment you get your first $1,000. The moment you see that first comma and you realize, because listen, most of the people in your life don't even have $1,000 saved. The moment you do and you're less than 25, you're going to be addicted to that. Because you're going to realize two things. You're going to realize this wasn't hard. And you're also going to realize this didn't change a single thing about my lifestyle. I still bought every single thing I wanted. I still went to the club. I still did all this stuff, and I still made money. Make sense? All right. Who in here wants to be a businessman?
Or a woman.
Or a woman, excuse me. You're right. Right? Or something like that. TV. You do? All right, great, great. What do you want to do? What kind of business? That's okay. Ask a question concerning how do you start or yada, yada, yada.
Marketing and advertising.
Okay, marketing and advertising. What you got? I'll answer both. Where to begin? Okay, I'm going to pretend you asked about how to find a business partner. Okay, let's do that. Let's do marketing and advertising first. Marketing and advertising. This, you live in the information age, so you can do all that for free. At some point, try to find an expert. You forgot to remind me. Come back to buckets. Okay, good, good. We're in on the buckets there, right? So you can, at some point, you have to get to an expert. When you get to that expert, that will bless you, right? But publicists, anything like that. But marketing, if where the people are, go follow them. Instagram is where, here's a wonderful thing, a great question. Follow mega churches. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to be religious, but to follow mega churches. If you notice, mega churches have people like me on their staff, always following or creating new trends. So whatever those guys do, you go do. Like a few years, like I watch all the time. Now churches are getting on Facebook and they're just getting Facebook pages, right? But these churches have moved to Twitter. And then they didn't move to Instagram. And so while everybody's on Instagram, these guys are still on Facebook, right? So you don't see me much on YouTube. I am there, but not much. But if you go to iTunes, I'm completely on iTunes, right? My podcast is top ranked, right? I'm completely on iTunes. So if wherever you're doing, I'm trying not to do that thing, period. Everybody else, in fact, when I do get on YouTube, it won't be on YouTube. It'll be on the Venmo, Vimeo, because Venmo is how you pay money, right? You know what I'm saying? It won't be there. Always do the opposite. Always do the opposite because your job is to stand out. Why? How can I notice? How can I spend money on you if you're not standing out? Make sense? That's why Starbucks does so well, because they weren't just the coffee that was down there anymore, right? They stood out. Business partner, very simple. Very simple. Stay away from negative people. Watch your family. Watch your family. Anybody that doesn't want you to be successful, I'm not trying to be hard on family, but y'all know what I'm talking about. There's some family that don't want you. You understand. Some of us have to go all the way outside our family to find our real brother. You understand what I'm talking about, right? Right? We got to go all the way outside to find who's real family. Let me end with this story. Very powerful story. It comes from the book Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. I'll change it up a little bit. There was this guy, and African proverb chief, and he said, listen, we don't have any water in our temple or our community. I need somebody to come out and come up with a good system for us to make water. Two people volunteered. One big, strong guy, other quiet guy that nobody ever knew about. And what happened, big, strong guy immediately jumped off and went down to the river 3 miles away, grabbed two buckets, got some buckets, came back. Everybody was happy 6 miles later. Three up, three back. Everybody was happy. We've got these buckets. Look at these buckets of water. Everybody was happy. He made some money. Money is good. Money is king. Money is good. And so he made this money, and everything was doing wild. Back and forth, back and forth. And the other guy, the little scrawny guy that nobody ever knew about, disappeared. Can't find him. So the big, strong guy was good. Well, that's good. He was scared. More buckets. But then when he got back to the community a week later, they said, well, listen, we need more water. So he hired his sons, two other boys. Now two buckets in each hand. All three of them went and got six buckets. 3 miles down, 3 miles back. Good, good, everything. But now they want more water. All right, then. So they put four buckets in each hand, right? So what's right? So four down, four back, 12 buckets. It's all good. Everything has a good time, et cetera, et cetera. And then they start complaining. There's too much dirt in our buckets. I mean, our water. And so they put some lids on it, but now the lids cost money. So it's not taking the money out the big, strong man's pocket. But now his two boys, their hands hurting. They tired. They don't want to be carrying buckets. They trying to go to America and do some computer programming and some tech stuff. So they leave him. But now that the demand is on the big, strong man to get it, now he has to give up his Fridays and his Saturdays and his Sundays and work 7 days a week to bring buckets to the village. Meanwhile, this whole year had passed, and a little scrawny guy that nobody ever paid attention to, he didn't do no buckets. He went, And God sought an expert, wrote a business plan. And then he decided that he would write this business plan and he would build pipelines. He got some construction companies, and then he went back to the village, and then construction happened, and they built pipelines from the river to the village. And he gave up all his money, and he said, I tell you what, you can have all this money. It's my idea. You put it on the ridge, you can have all this money. Just pay me one penny a gallon of water. And so, as it be, the village got thousands of gallons of water every day with no effort. Because somebody was smart enough to write a business plan, consult an expert. And now, a penny may not seem like a lot, but what happened? 1,000 gallons a night when you're making a penny winds up being a lot of money. What a great idea. Everybody was happy. The water was clean, and now you can get the water anytime and never run out. So then they had a good idea. Let's take it to this village, to every village in this area. And now the guy who wrote the business plan was making one penny off 10 million gallons of water an hour. Now, how does this apply to you? Investing in life, you're either carrying buckets or you're building pipelines. Now, I can't control how you make that work. I can only tell you, if you carry buckets, that comes with a certain lifestyle. If you build pipelines, that comes with all your dreams. Thank you. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I appreciate you. God bless you and good night.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.